Hey, this is Ethan McNeil. Thank you for tuning into our podcast. Me and my brother-in-law, Trent Keith, sell real estate together here in Indiana. If you enjoy our podcast, we'd really appreciate it if you'd leave us a review and subscribe to our channel after you finish listening. Thanks. All right. Well, we are here this morning with, this is Ethan McNeil. Your name, Trent.
I'm Trent Keith with Keith Realty, and we're here this morning with a visitor, Sarah Glass. Sarah, would you like to tell us about yourself?
Sure. My name is Sarah Glass. I'm a mortgage loan originator at Owen County State Bank. I am a local person, born and raised here. My husband is here. We have two daughters in the high school, middle school.
Yeah. There you go. All right, so Sarah is the one up today for us to ask questions. Mm-hmm. And as normal, Ethan and I are going to go back and forth, ask her a few things, and then see what Sarah can enlighten us with today. Yes. On details.
Yep.
So, Ethan, you want to start us out?
So I guess the first question I've got for you is, what is the number one tip you would give a first-time home buyer?
Number one tip for a first-time home buyer, I would say definitely get pre-approved before you start looking. Yes. You really want to know how much you can afford, how much you feel comfortable with.
Yes.
Pre-approvals, that's free. It's easy to sit down and talk.
Yep.
We really don't need that much information from a customer. We really like to get a big picture look. Talk about the different mortgage options that are out there, see what best fits their needs. And if it's something that we can't do for them right now, let's help get them there so they can come back in 6 months and everything will be good.
Yes, that's exactly right. And as you notice, she said free. So you don't have an excuse of saying, well, it'll cost me too much. That's definitely a place to start. That's right. Okay, our second question. What is the process of finding or financing a land purchase versus like a new home build?
Sure. Okay. Well, we do both. I do think that land has a higher down payment, being that there's not a structure there. It could be a little riskier. So we do typically most people require 35% as a down payment. Land loans can be done for different terms. If the land is in a platted subdivision, it is actually possible to do a shorter loan with a two-year balloon payment with the purpose of building within that time frame. Construction loans are a little bit different. They do typically require a 20% down payment, which can be the land if someone already owns the land or has enough equity. New builds, probably my favorite thing to do. I love construction loans.
Cool.
So those are typically done as an interest-only program for about 9 months. We work closely with the customers and the builders. The customer does control the money during the process. We do make site visits for the draws. And then at the end of the construction period, we will then turn it into the permanent financing.
Yeah, so for somebody that's maybe building their home, how does that work as far as, do you give them the money all up front, or how does the draw system work for them?
We do ask that the builder give us some type of draw schedule to kind of follow. We do not give the builder all the money right away. It does get set aside in a separate account. That way you are only being charged interest on what you've used through the process. So you're not going to be charged all of it right at once up front. So most builders will do anywhere from 3 to 5 draws, depending on the size of the project.
Okay, that makes sense. All right.
The other question we have here is, can you loan on a manufactured home? And how much, if you can, how much would be like a typical down payment for something like that?
We do a lot of manufactured home loans. Depending on which mortgage program we're gonna use, FHA will actually take a manufactured home for collateral, as will VA. So if a customer might need to go that route, VA would be no money down, FHA would be 3.5% as a down payment.
Okay.
We can also do just a conventional mortgage. Depending on credit score and situation, mm-hmm. we could do anywhere from 3 to 5% as a down payment.
Okay. So
wow. It's yeah. manufactured homes are very similar to stick-built homes. Mm-hmm. Really the only variation we're going to see is maybe a little bit higher of an interest rate.
Okay.
And sometimes they do require some additional inspections, a structural engineer okay. to make sure that footing yes. is sound.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Okay.
Yep.
That makes sense. That's excellent. You don't have to have a lot down now like you used to. You have to have a lot
of interest. Yes.
To
that. Yes. Mm-hmm. And that would be on double wides.
Yes. Yep.
Single wides?
It's a different story,
yeah.
right?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yep.
Yeah. That's definitely another example of why you need to meet with whoever you're wanting to get your loan through up front. You see what you're qualified for and let them know what kind of places you're looking at.
Yes.
You want single wides, double wides, stick built. There's a lot of variables.
There's so many. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right.
Okay, on to the next one. Can you finance a foreclosed home?
You can. It's definitely, there's some additional challenges, and some of that is probably where you're really going to need a realtor's help.
Yeah.
Definitely until
yeah.
you got yes. the issuing bank to take the mm-hmm. offer seriously and a timeline. Sometimes mm-hmm. with the foreclosed homes, there could be some repairs that need done.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that that might require maybe a larger down payment to
yeah.
account for anything like that. So it is possible.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Great.
Yep. What are some tips that you could give some current homeowners, some tips to pay their mortgage down quicker?
Sure. It would be best if they started from day one, but not everybody
yeah.
starts.
Yeah.
Something that I would do would be to suggest splitting your payment into what we would call a bi-weekly payment.
Okay.
A lot of people get paid every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So it is, if you think of making 26 bi-weekly payments instead
mm-hmm.
of 12 monthly payments, you will actually make 13 monthly payments.
Yeah.
So,
yep,
if you start
true.
It from the beginning, it can, on average, take about 5 to maybe 8 years off the
wow,
life of the
loan.
That's great.
Mm-hmm.
So that is something we try to offer to all the customers.
Yes.
Like I said, it would be really good if you started it from the very beginning.
Yes.
But if you don't, you know, it might take a little bit of budget rearranging, but you should
mm-hmm.
be able to get there.
Yes.
And really,
yeah.
you can do that with any loan. I
yeah.
do it with my car loan.
Okay.
Yeah. That's a great tip. Yep.
Yeah, that is. That's one of those things. There you go again. It's like everything you're doing, whether you're buying a home, getting
mm-hmm.
a loan for your car, whatever it is, you need to talk to the people that have experience because
mm-hmm.
they can save you a lot of money and time in the
yes.
long run getting those
yep.
loans paid
That's
off
right.
for sure.
Yep.
Okay, now down to our favorite question of the week. The last one, what is the number one quality you would tell someone to look for in a realtor?
Well, I think that's very good. I think it's also probably the same quality you'd want to look for with whoever you work with to get your mortgage.
Mm-hmm.
Someone that you feel comfortable speaking to,
mm-hmm.
Someone
yes.
that you feel is listening to your needs and taking them seriously.
Yes.
Someone that gets back to you, hopefully in a timely fashion.
There you go. That's right.
You know, realtors have a lot of different customers, a lot of
mm-hmm.
different houses, but you really do need to be very upfront with your realtor what
mm-hmm.
you
Yes.
are really looking for, because it's
yeah.
your job to
yes.
kind of match up the home with the customer.
Yes,
it's true.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't really know what they're looking for,
mm-hmm.
you really have to have open communication.
Yes, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah.
Yes.
That's
yeah.
excellent. I
yeah.
like
yeah.
that.
And what you're basically hearing her say is that Keith Realty is that.
Just
kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding.
We'll take it though.
Yeah.
Did you have anything else you thought of, Sarah, while we was talking that you'd just like to throw out there for people to think about on the loan side?
Sure. I do think sometimes people do need to think maybe outside of the box.
Mm-hmm.
Don't, just like when
mm-hmm.
when a realtor is showing you a house, there might be bigger potential there. Maybe it's not the house you see your forever house. Maybe it's a house you see, you know, as your family's starting to grow. So, you know, keep your eyes open.
One thing we forgot to touch on was, as a community bank, what are some options that you've got that some of the other banks might not have?
I think most all community banks would hopefully work with the best interest of the customer in mind, and that is why we're a community bank. I see you guys at the grocery store at FY, so, but we really can do any loan that anyone else can do. So we can do VA, FHA, USDA. We can sell loans, what we call the secondary market. Those are investors. I like to think of them as a Sam's Club or Costco. They buy loans in bulk, so they can sometimes offer a little bit lower of an interest rate. But then we also have loans that, for whatever reason, and it could just be the customer's preference, don't meet those secondary market guidelines. So we would keep that as what we call an in-house or portfolio loan. That might just be that someone wants to be able to come in and make their payment in person. Or likes having the whole staff there to take care of them or answer questions 5 years from now. But we also can do loans that, like I said, don't fit the secondary market. They have 100 acres. They have more than one home on the property. Someone is purchasing the home but also wants to remodel at the same time. We can do that. Maybe someone is going to be selling their home in the spring but they want to buy a home now, so we could take both homes as collateral. Let them go ahead and get moved in. Then when they sell their home, they can pay it down. That's another thing that we offer as well. You want to come in and make a principal reduction in 3 months because that house has sold. We can do that for you. Re-amortize your payments and restructure it to make your payments reflect that large payment that you've made. And offer the bi-weekly payments from the beginning. Save you money.
Awesome. That's great.
Well, that's great. Once again, you had another week with myself, Trent Keith,
and Ethan McNeil,
and we're with Keith Realty. We appreciate all the ones of you that are tuning in. If you have any questions for us, Sarah, anything that you would like to ask, feel free to post them, and we will address those questions.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening. I hope you learned something new. If you have some of your own questions you'd like to ask us, then please send an email to questions@keithrealty.net. That's questions@keithrealty.net. And we'll see if we can't answer your questions on our next show. See you next time.